Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, hi, this is Sarah, and we're here at Niagara Falls Comic Con, and we're with Gordo Giza. I got it right!
Nailed it.
I did nail it. And he is a special effects makeup artist. He does all kinds of, you do airbrushing, right?
Yep.
Airbrushing and all kinds of fun stuff. And so we're going to ask him a couple questions. Hi, Gordo.
Hello.
So first off, this is like, what, your third or fourth time here at Comic-Con?
Niagara Falls, this would be our fourth.
Fourth? Cool. And so you sell like makeup supplies, like special effects makeup supplies, fake blood and everything. Is it something you've been passionate about for a while?
Yeah, I'm going on my 11th year this year. It is something, I like it because there's always a vault, like, it always gets bigger and better.
Yeah.
But there's still this select stuff that is our main products, and we just keep growing, and the kids here are getting to know us, so it's fun.
Cool. Now, you've been doing special effects makeup for a while. Like, when did you get started?
The special effects makeup, I'm going to say, is probably, so it's been 11 years, so I'm going to say 8 years.
Okay.
Someone in the shop was doing makeup, and it wasn't so nice, so I said, I can do better. And they said, no, you can't. Well, I do. So, I win.
And you did, and here you are.
That is correct. But my new thing now is airbrush tattoos. They're
okay.
Realistic-looking tattoos. But not the typical spray. There's a little design.
Yeah.
I make it look like they are tattooed for real.
Nice.
And it lasts 7 days.
Oh, cool. Okay. And what do you usually charge for that kind of thing?
It depends on where I am. But usually I do $25 half sleeves, 40 full sleeves.
Oh, wow. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's cool. And so what do you like about the airbrush tab? Do you like it better than the special effects makeup? Or?
Right now, I can't deny it. Yes. There's more of a business for it all year.
Okay, yeah.
And it's something new.
Right.
Not a lot of people have seen it yet.
Yeah.
So when you start doing it, everyone's just kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
And I have to give a shout out to my boy Weiser that started this revolution. Him and he started the whole templates that we sell.
Oh, cool.
And he sells the whole line, and I've just watched him and picked it up and... together, it's just everyone's doing it so well, and it's so easy to do.
Nice.
So for about $300, you can get your airbrush, a black paint, a couple templates, and you can be doing tattoos right now.
Cool. Okay, I like that. That's neat. Little side venture for craft shows.
Yes.
Bring your children over. We'll do a half sleeve on them.
It works. You'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little skull and crossbones.
Because the difference is, as I said, it's not like, here's a sun,
yeah.
There's black.
Yeah.
Or you go, oh, here's a green and red rose. It's,
yeah.
I personally only like black. A lot of people are doing color and stuff, but I'm all about the black. It's just my style. I only need one color, one airbrush. I'm good to go, and I tattoo you from head to toe, and you'll be like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I like it. So, do you have any other events coming up? Any other shows or cons?
Yeah, there's always stuff coming up that I don't know about, so it just kind of happens. July 9th and 10th, I'll be at Rue Morgue Dirt Carnival in Hamilton.
Oh, cool.
September, we'll be at Fan Expo as always.
Nice. Oh,
and then London Comic Con will be there.
Okay.
I don't remember the dates, but whenever that one is, I'll be there.
Okay.
There's a few other ones we're trying to get into, but we're not sure yet. But those are our three next big ones.
Oh, wicked. Okay. Well, we'll definitely be seeing you at Fan Expo.
Yes.
Yes. And where can people find you on social media?
Canadian Face Paint Supplies. You look me up on anything, you'll find us.
Okay, cool. And I think that's all I got for you.
Yes, I'm done. Woo, time to go sell.
Yes, you are. So thank you very much, Gordo Giza.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.